Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
this man. Whenever the enemy's attacking in your life, you gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Everybody clap your hands, this a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Hallelujah. This is war. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for fighting our battle. We say thank you, Lord. We say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. When the word of the Lord comes alive, and we just stop by to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us as we slept and slumber on last night. We say thank you. All we come to give you the praise and we give you the glory this morning. We come to lift you up. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come to serve Satan eviction notice this morning. It means war. COVID, you got to go in the name of Jesus. And we come to give God all the praise and the glory, because if it had not been for him, where would we be at this day? This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Have your way today, Lord God, in the services today, Lord God. From the pulpit to the back door to the children's church, Lord God, we say have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, Lord God. The blood of Jesus over the nursing homes, over the hospitals, over our neighborhoods. We plead the blood, the healing blood, the delivering blood, the saving blood, huh? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say, have your way this morning, Lord God. We come to say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, and we say thank you. This is war. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way today. We thank you for breakthroughs today, Lord God. We thank you that we're getting better and not bitter. We thank you that we're the victor and no longer the victim. Have your way in our neighborhoods. Have your way in the White House. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continues to pour out to your people. Pour back into him, Lord God. We thank you for Mom and Dad Matthews, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way this awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. Thank you for your blood that heal and deliver us. Thank you for your blood that you shed it on Calvary for each and every one of us. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. So we come this morning to cast all our care upon you, because you care for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. Rain on the just and the unjust. Rain on the homeless today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can't no man open. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just thank you for being our Father. We just thank you for loving us when we sometimes didn't love ourselves. Oh, we just thank you for all the sick and the shut-in today, Lord God, that you're doing miracle signs and wonders today, Lord God. God, by the ICU units, Lord God, in every hospital today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the emergency rooms on today, God, have your way today, in all the children hospitals today, do a shanda, do a turnaround for them, Lord God, so their parents could be a testimony how you healed and delivered their babies and their children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name today, God. And we say thank you. Oh, we give you all the praise and give all the glory, Lord God. And we just plead the blood over the atmosphere to drive out COVID in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and give all the glory. In your precious Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. And this is war. Satan. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Glorify you. Lord, we give you all the praise and honor this morning, O Father God, because you are God Almighty, O Father God, and there's no one like you, O Father God. We praise you, O Father God. We glorify you. Father God, we thank you for answering the prayers of your people, Father God. We thank you for sending out the warning and ministering angels of protection, O Father God. Oh, we thank you that all that you're going to do and all that you have done. Oh, Father God, we praise and honor you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we depend upon you for everything, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father, to guide us through, oh, Father God. Your grace is sufficient, oh, Father God, and we thank you for your mercy, oh, Father God. We thank you for sending your warning and ministering angels, oh, Father God, to attend to all of our needs, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and praise you. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, but even for our loved ones, oh, Father God, even for the ones, oh, who have came to be with you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you because you are wise. Oh, Father God, you are all-knowing, oh, Father God. Father God, you know, oh, Father God, what is needed and what is not needed. Oh, Father God, you know every last one of your children here upon earth. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are able to count the number of the hairs upon their head. Oh, Father God, we praise you and honor you and glorify you, Father God. Oh, that's because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We even thank you for the healing, oh, Father God, that you're doing in each individual body, oh, Father God, because you know, oh, Father God, the things that they are going through, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing power, oh, Father God. We thank you for going through our systems, oh, Father God, and putting things back in order, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for healing us inwardly, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for putting our, for having our systems internally, oh, Father God, work together within us for good the way you created them to work together to be, oh, Father God. We thank you for our immune system, oh, Father God. We thank you for strengthening the immune system of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for oxygen just flowing through us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we even praise you and honor you through the trials and tribulations, oh, Father God. We even praise you, oh, Father God, when our thoughts, oh, Father God, be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, from the things, oh, Father God, that we may feel, oh, Father God, and we are somewhat silently, subtly, oh, Father God, give it a title, oh, Father God, but we bind those thoughts, oh, Father God, for what the people may feel within their body, oh, Father God. Father God, let us not create the things that the world desires for us to create, oh, Father God, but let us create those things, oh, Father God, that you have given us to create with our thoughts, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because it is known, oh, Father God, that the reality, oh, Father God, that is given to us is sometimes the way that we speak and we see, oh, Father God. But the way that we speak and we see in these dispensation, season, and times, oh, Father God, is based upon the foundation of your word that you have written upon the tablets of our heart, oh, Father God. And that's how we move and have our being, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and praise you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, for forgiving us of our past mistakes, oh, Father God, and leading us into our glorious future, O Father God. We thank you for setting things in order, O Father God. O Father God, we honor you and praise you and magnify you and glorify you, all because your grace is sufficient, O Father God. O Father God, we can't praise and honor you enough, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for the love, O Father God, that you have instilled within our hearts, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for magnifying it, O Father God, because we have never been able to use the love that you have given us toward others like we have been able to use that which you have given us in this season, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for not looking at our fellow brothers and sisters, O Father God, with condemnation, O Father God, but seeing them, O Father God, through the eyes of love, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, because you have told us in times past, O Father God, that the enemy comes to deceive the whole world, O Father God. He doesn't care what denomination, what religion, whatever you may do, the enemy comes to deceive the whole world, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for looking after us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for what Christ did upon Golgotha, O Father God. We thank you for the blood being shed, O Father God. We thank you for him being pierced upon the side, O Father God, because you've seen beforehand, O Father God, the future of the things that's going on in the world today. And you have given us, O Father God, a Savior in such as times like these, O Father God, which is our Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. O Father God, because he has made a way, O Father God. He is the truth, the way, and the light. And no one could get to him, O Father God, to you, O Father God, unless we go through him, O Father God. Accept him, O Father God. Understand him, O Father God. Reverence him, because he is the word that has became flesh, O Father God, and is dwelling amongst us. Father God, we honor you, we glorify, we magnify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Lord, you are the great I Am. I Am. I Am. O Father God, we glorify you, O Father God. Father God, because you are light, O Father God. You are light, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for searching us inwardly, O Father God. Shining the light, O Father God, on all of the dark places that is within us, O Father God. Father God, for showing us those things that you may not be pleased with, O Father God, and showing us, O Father God, that we can do better, O Father God, in certain areas of our life, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for shining the light on the darkness, O Father God, so the darkness and the things that you desire not to be in us can be exposed, so that we can lay it before your altar, O Father God, and repent, O Father God, that in those areas and in those places we have missed the mark, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for dispensing upon your sons and daughters understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, that you have given us the ability, O Father God, to seek you in all things, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for grounding us, O Father God, where even now that we are not being tossed to and fro, O Father God, by every wind of doctrine or anything that come through, giving us a vision, O Father God, from what the media is telling us, O Father God. But we see, O Father God, through your eyes, O Father God, behind the veil, O Father God, to see what's really going on, O Father God. O Father God, and that we are able to pray, O Father God, lift up prayers, O Father God, to your throne, O Father God. And we thank you for sending one and ministering angels, O Father God, for the petition that we have put before you, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you. We cannot do it enough, O Father God, for the great love that you have shown toward your people, O Father God. All you are from God, O Father God. I thank you, O Father God, for instilling your ministers, your ministering angels, O Father God, encamped around the churches and also individuals and also their households, O Father God. O Father God, to not let nothing come nigh their dwelling, O Father God, that can bring them home, O Father God. Father God, we even thank you right now, O Father God, for your individual here upon earth being vessels of those healing, oh, Father God, and anything coming in at present, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, that they are emanate healing, oh, Father God, in peace and love. We thank you for those individuals, oh, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the presence of the Spirit going throughout us, oh, Father God, and going throughout the land, oh, Father God, searching, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that's in the world that need to be attended to, that is not of you, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the exposure, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your conscience and some individuals, oh, Father God, that when you see them sitting alone and being to themselves and their thoughts may be going here and there, oh, Father God, that you are able to pierce through their veil, oh, Father God, speak to their heart, oh, Father God, and give them clarity and understanding, oh, Father God, on which you are speaking to them, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. Oh, we can't honor you. We cannot honor you and glorify you enough for what you're doing for your people in this dispensation season and time. You're awesome, God. Oh, you are able. Oh, Father God, you are not a man that you should lie, oh, Father God. But we can ask you for something. You are ready, able to give it to us, oh, Father God, in the areas that we are asking you of things of, oh, Father God. Oh, we glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, you are the great I am, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for Jesus making a way and being our example, oh, Father God. And he became Christ Jesus, the anointed one, oh, Father God. And he showed us, oh, Father God, to be an example for us that we are able to, oh, Father God. And we thank you for establishing that within our minds, oh, Father God, so that our thoughts, oh, Father God, may be conducive, oh, Father God, for the work in the parameters of your will, oh, Father God, and that we are not being tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, by all things that is going on, oh, Father God, but knowing, oh, Father God, that you have a plan, oh, Father God, you are the great I am, oh, Father God, and I admonish to the people, oh, Father God, to stay steadfast in the things of God, and I ask, oh, Father God, of you also, oh, Father God, that you will sustain us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh, Father God, sustain us and keep us, oh, Father God, as you have done. Even, Father God, when we are weary, oh, Father God, and every lady with burdens, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, oh, we trust you, oh, Father God. We trust you, oh, Father God, and we know, oh, Father God, that you are going to send those things that we are in need of, oh, Father God, because you never see the righteous forsaken nor begging bread, oh, Father God. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I admonish you to think on things that are true, honest, just, and pure, and of good report. If there be any virtue in those things that he has given us eyes to see, and if there be any praise that we are ready to do, think on these things and give God the honor, the glory, which is due him. Shalom.
Father God, we truly give your name the glory. As we come before you in worship and adoration, as we look to you, Father God, in the holy name of Yeshua, because you are high and lifted up, it is your train that fills the temple. It is your presence, O Father, that lives within, that caused the manifestation of the image in which you have given unto us to be likened unto you, that will be seen by others. We stand upon your word, Father God, in the authority that you have given us to destroy every yoke, to destroy every bondage, to destroy every wave that is contrary to the nature and the kingdom of God. Father God, you said in your word that if each one would submit first unto you, you say, then resist the devil and he will flee from you. It is your word, Father, that you said that in each one of us, in all of our getting, get, and understanding, and if anyone lacks wisdom, we're able to come to you, and it is you that releases it, and it will be liberally. We stand in the name of Yeshua, understanding that the world that we do see did not appear by that which we think. And yet you said, oh God, there is not one creation that will be able to stand before you and say that we did not know that you are who you are, because it was made to be known by that which does appear. Father God, we thank you even now in this hour, because this is an hour that you are unveiling, and you've been unveiling unto your people that which is to come. You gave instructions that we may know how to walk in the earth, manifesting who we are in you, that it may be made known, and that it will not only reveal, but the revealing is so that the kingdom of God may come. For the Lord said often, my kingdom is not of this world. And therefore, when he walked in the earth, it was only to manifest the very manifestation. Let the kingdoms of my God become the kingdom of this world. He was decreeing it everywhere that he went. Father God, we pray even now in the name of Yeshua, as you will reveal that which is occurring in the times that we see, that you have given each one of us authority. And in that authority, as we're quickened by your spirit, we're able to go in the places that you would assign in the name of Yeshua. And we're able to speak in the midst of that which we are seeing. And we're able to speak your word. And therefore, in the name of Yeshua, anything that has arisen in this country concerning idolatry, we command the very force of it destroyed. The very manifestation of that which will cover the minds of the people as a skin, we command the skin removed, and that the eyes would see not from that which we are seeing around us, but that which is in the realm of the spirit, which the Father will reveal. And therefore, in the name of Yeshua, we stand boldly against the forces of darkness, against the spirit that have risen up, because of arrogance and pride around the country. In the thinking that you can align the cells with idolatry and think that the Father will not see it. But Father God, you said in your word that if we will submit first, we can resist the devil and he will flee. And therefore we stand with a boldness and an authority in this hour in the name of Yeshua. And Father God, you said in your word, oh God, that there were Nephilim before the flood waters came and they were thereafter. Do we not think? No, as the Lord was down in the ship, fastly asleep, where things did not move,
him, and the winds begin to rise up, the demonic forces, me, Sunni, that was sent, with an attempt to annihilate them, do we not understand, as the waves rose up, by the very mere, also rising up, of those demonic spirits, me, Sunni, do we not understand that when the Lord walked out in the place where he was, when they awakened him in terror because they saw 180 miles, my father went, beating up against the ship. Did they not understand that the Lord of glory was indicating something when he stood up and walked out on the deck? As he rebuked the demonic winds and he spoke to the waves that the winds was introducing, the waves of deception, the waves of a fright, the waves of fear, the waves of being destitute, the waves of only bowing down, only when these things arise, but we speak into the heart, into the spirit of those that belong to the kingdom of heaven. Suit your gear, the armor tree, make sure that it is on properly. Take the blood sword, which is double-edged. As the Father will show the eye of the storm, which came from the marine kingdom of the Nephilim, assigned in that arena of the waters. But the Father gave you authority, against the eye, and it touches not anything that belongs to the remnant who have yielded themselves to the very presence of the living God. We speak now to the eye of the storm, and it is well rebuilt. So we command you to bow down to the authority of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, understanding fully that there are times that when the winds rise up and the waves about to overtake a ship, of the vessel, of the people of God, sometimes it is because there is a spirit of rebellion, likened unto Jonah, who was assigned to go to a certain place, to speak to a certain people, and he would not move. So the Lord himself spoke to the winds, and the Lord himself spoke to the waves to rise up, because the people there was very much aware that it was coming until a certain one arrived. As they asked, who are you and who is that in the midst of this place? And it had to be revealed. And what shall we do to you? Throw me overboard. Father, we want to know the clear distinction of that which is do, because we've not done what you say to do, compared to that which is of the enemy. Whether he comes in the marine kingdom, whether he shows up from the air, whether he shows up from the land, or whether he remains on earth itself as fire. Let us know the clear distinction between death and not, which you are speaking in the hour, that we would not be ignorant concerning the things that you are revealing, that we will be like the wise five virgins. They were clear in this spiritual understanding, as they moved about where they were, scoping out what was around them, taking out, as a sharp shooter, that which was not of the Lord, and they were very much aware, I'm not going to let another one take my oil, that I would not be prepared against the forces of the enemy. Also now, go into a place where you're with the Father, that the oil may be built up in you, but you're not taking my oil in this hour. We decree and declare that the people of God will rise up in this hour in the name of Yeshua. Understand clearly the word of God, that we're not just speaking the status quo. Oh Lord, Lord God, let us be clear in this hour, as we cry out, even concerning a miracle, come back, repent, take your curious thoughts out and burn them now. The idolatrous works make them known that they may be destroyed. That our Father was spare those that belong to me. Concerning his in this hour, my Father, because you was clear to Josiah that because he put on sackcloth, representation of repentance, and he cried out concerning the idolatrous nature. Oh, my Father, in the name of Yeshua, and the word was got to him by the prophetess Hilda. You are right, Josiah, because the Father was about to annihilate this nation because they are the idolatrous things that was all throughout the temple. So we decree in this hour, anything that's not of our Father, we sit in word that it is annihilated, even now by the authority of Yeshua. And we stand with a boldness in this hour, oh my Father God, as we give your name the glory both now and forever. We worship you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m. prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m. monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Get ready for the Ultimate Conference.
The Ultimate Conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio, 5520 Walsham Road, number 102, San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m.
Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews,
Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry,
Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th. Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
There is crime in the land. passion that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Good morning, and we welcome you to the Sunday morning prophetic experience where the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive with our teacher, Dr. LaRon. Over to you, teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. We thank you this morning for taking out your time to join us for the last Sunday morning prophetic experience. Please, if you will, keep these announcements in mind. Save the date, if you will, October 29th, 30th, and the 31st. We're getting ready for Family Values Conference 2021. Family Values Conference 2021, which will be held in the great city and state of Harvey, Illinois. There will be a formal banquet as well. The tickets are $70, and the tickets will go on sale September 1st. For more information, you can call Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. That's 910-506-8770.
8770. Also, Dr. Matthews is going to be in the Alabama area, the Black Belt area, Alabama, October the 1st through the 3rd. We'll be at the First Baptist Church in Greensboro, Alabama. More information is forthcoming as well for October the 2nd and October the 3rd. On October the 7th, Baltimore, Maryland, Dr. Matthews is headed your way as well. The hotel information for the Family Values Conference is going to be at the Even Hotel in Tinley Park Convention Center. That's at 18451 Convention Center Drive in Tinley Park. Illinois just asked for the Family Values Conference block. That number is 708-342-5485, 708-342-5485. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, or your revival, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can contact the local ministry at 708-825-1988. Again, we thank you for taking out your time for this Sunday morning prophetic experience where the word of the Lord comes alive. God bless each and every one of you.
Jesus, your wife.
watching every light. I worship you. I worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de devotion de amarveke ande.
Amen. God bless you. Again, just to leave, it's in your hands at this time.
Amen. Good morning to everyone on this gracious Sunday morning and to all of God's people across the land, wherever nation, country that you're in. This is Sunday Morning Blog Talk. And we thank and praise God for another day that he has made. We thank and praise God that he have given us another chance, another opportunity to come before the throne of grace. We honor the visionary of the line. We bless and praise him on this morning. Amen. Because without his obedience unto God, we wouldn't be here today. And so we just bless you on this morning. I'm just excited about the blog talk. It's a place where the voice of God can be heard. As I always say, I'm just a voice in a wilderness, just declaring the word of God. I'm reminded of John the Baptist when he was out in the wilderness. And he was saying, repent, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Meaning the kingdom of God was right in the midst of them. And so in this day and hour that we in, you know, we need a repentive spirit. Amen. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. God is here. God is soon to come. Glory to God. He is soon to come. And so we have to prepare ourselves. Amen. We have to prepare ourselves. Amen. For the return of Jesus Christ. We have to prepare ourselves. Amen. Because there come a time there is appointed unto man, you know, to die. One time. And then the judgment. And so I'm always hearing at the end of a message most of the time, they say, the day you hear my voice, and they're calling in, you know, okay, this is the doors of the churches open. They say, the day you hear my voice, harden not my heart. Those are the words of God. And so when we hear the voice of God compelling us, and that's what he's doing in this day and hour. He is compelling us to come in. So the day you hear God's voice, amen, in the midst of all the noise, thank you, Lord. He said in the midst of all the noise, amen. And when I'm saying in the midst of all the noise, I'm talking about of everyday chaos that's going around everyday situation. We go to work. We go to school. We hurry here. We hurry there. He said, but the day you hear my voice, amen, harden not your heart, because God is speaking. He speaks through the elements. He speaks through his creation. God is always trying to get our attention, because you know that he's a God that never sleeps and never slumber. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord. Let me go to Mark. I believe that Mark 1, amen. But we honor you. We thank, praise God for you that you grace this stage, you grace this blog talk to be with us on this day. Okay, this Mark, the first chapter, it says, The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out into him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of his skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preaching, saying, there cometh one mightier than I. There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days tempted of Satan and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. And in this passage of reading to you, John's message was a message of repentance. He was preparing the way for the coming of the Lord. A message of repentance. And when we think of repentance, it's a change of heart. It's a turnaround. Repent. You see that prefix, repent. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop doing. Repent. Repent from your sins. Bible says we're born in sin and shaped into iniquity. Stop. Repent. Just repent from that. Amen. Re is something that you do over and over and over again. He's saying repent. Turn from your ways. Turn from your wicked ways. He's letting us know, he said, that the kingdom of God is at hand. And Matthew says that. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. They all are the called synopsis gospel because they're saying the same thing, but it's coming from their own view. It's just like when you're in an accident and you have various people, they'll give their story about their statement about the accident. You know, one say, you know, seeing it from their view, they will say something different. And another person might have seen it from the south side, but they didn't see it standing from the south of the accident, but did not see it exactly or worded exactly the same way that the person saw it from the north. But yet they all saw the accident. And so they're seeing it in their own way. Like, look, he's a physician. He said it in his own way. Amen. You know, physicians, they're more what? They give prescription, they're detailed. Glory to God. And so, and he's saying the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he's letting them know this is the Son of God. This is the Word of God. This is God speaking. This is God the Word in the flesh. He's talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said he was a messenger, amen, in the wilderness, preaching on repentance. He said, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. And so when the coming, when something is coming, there's always has to be a preparation before it comes. When something is coming, there's always a preparation before it comes. Good example, when you're in school, your teacher will tell you that, okay, next Friday, this Friday coming up, we're going to have a test. So she's giving you warning and giving you time to prepare, giving you time to study, right? Because what? On Friday, there's going to be a test. She's going to go over the materials with you. She's going to advise you, this is what some teacher will tell you, just study. And when I tell you what elements or what things are going to be in the test, some instructor will say, just study, just study. And I don't think that's a good instructor. And there are some instructors will give you points, bullet points. They will tell you in their lecture, okay, this is going to be on the test. They're talking. He said, when I tell you this is going to be on the test, he said, I'm going to write it down. He said, you need to write it down. He let you know you need to listen and you need to follow and you need to write it down. He said, because what from the lecture, what I teach from the lecture, that is what's going to be on the test. That's a good teacher. That's a good instructor. Because he's giving you bullet points. He's giving you pinpoints of what's going to be on the test. And this is the same way as what God is showing us. Amen. He's using John the Baptist, and we know John the Baptist was Elizabeth's son, and that was Jesus' cousin. And so he was just a forerunner for Christ. He was the forerunner for Christ, and he was just preparing the way. And he let us know he was just one. And this is my motto. He said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He was that voice. And we could be that voice today, just crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way. He said, prepare. Prepare ye the way. Amen. And so he said, I'm just making preparation. I'm letting you know that the Lord is coming soon. And even when he came up on the scene, Jesus said the same thing to us in John 14. When he was talking about all the many mansions that his fathers had. When he tells us in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have not told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. And if I were to give this a topic, it would be preparation. Preparation. Amen. Preparation. Trust in the process. And so when Jesus even still yet telling us, he said, I go to my Father's house. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So why is he going to prepare a place for us in John 1? But John 2, he tells you, he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And he said, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. He said, so I'm going, but while I am gone, occupy until I come back. Occupy until I return. Because I'm going to my Father's house to prepare a place. Amen. Preparation. Preparation, you know, until the return of Jesus Christ. And in our preparation, John, being that voice in the wilderness, he's saying, prepare you the way. Amen. Make the path straight. Make his path straight. Make your path straight in this repentance here. Amen. And he being that voice, and we being John the Baptist, the modern day John the Baptist. We are the modern day John the Baptist. Amen. And we're that soul, amen, that's out, that servant, amen, that's out in the wilderness. The wilderness for us is the world. It's the world that we are in today. That's the wilderness. We're out there day in, blog talk, thank you, Lord, social media. These are the avenues, amen, that we could say Clubhouse, Instagram, Periscope. This is the avenues of the wilderness, amen, that we are proclaiming. Proclaiming, we're saying, prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. It said, make his path straight. Glory to God. Amen. And so we have to be that voice. We have to be that voice that is crying out in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. He said, make his way straight, because he is bringing, he is introducing, thank you, Lord, he's introducing the word in the flesh. Prepare you the way to meet the word. Prepare ye the way to meet the King of King and Lord of Lord. Prepare ye the way. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart to repent. Amen. To meet our Lord and Savior. Amen. Prepare ye the way. Amen. Make his path straight. And in his baptism, amen, it says, and John did baptize, he baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance. He baptized in the wilderness, amen, at the River of Jordan. Anyone, amen, that believe the word of the Lord, anyone that believe, amen, that Christ is the Son of God. Amen. He stated in the beginning, they say, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how he started out. Amen. Mark, that's how he started out his writing. In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the beginning of the good news. The gospel means the good news. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Let you know, the Son of God, this is not my gospel. Marcus said, I'm not writing about myself. He said, I'm writing about the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. The good news, the good news. Glory to God. About he, amen, that he is Jesus Christ, who is going to die for our sins, or who died for our sin today. And as we, the John the Baptist, amen, glory to God, is yet still saying the same word, saying the same message. But we have to remember the word of God never changed, because God said he never changes. He never changed. God never changed, glory to God. But he's the same God before he created the heavens and the earth. He's the same God. He said, I change is not. My word does not change. Amen. Seasons change. Days change. People change. Glory to God. That's why he John the Baptist, he preached that back he preached repentance. He preached it over and over and over and over about repenting, amen, preparing the way of the Lord until his life was taken from him. Amen. He died standing on his conviction. He died, glory to God, standing on the word of God. And that's what we have to do. We have to what? We have to take hits from God. We have to take hits because we're standing on the word of God. The world is not going to receive it because the world did not receive Jesus. Because when you preach a constant message of repentance, you're reminding the people of their sinful ways. You're pointing out the sins. You're pointing out their sins, glory to God. And so when you're pointing out a person's sin and it's being on the stage and it's being displayed all the time, you know what will happen? They will get upset with you. They get uncomfortable. They get uncomfortable and they'll try to do all manner of evil things against you. Amen. Even in John the Baptist's days, he was taunted. Amen. He was taunted, glory to God. And I'm trying to think of this king, and I'm going to have to find it. Think of this king that married his sister's wife, and John the Baptist was exposing it. I'm going to find it for you. Amen. Before we get off the blog talk. And it was exposing him. Exposing his sin. Even the king, he was exposing his sin. Because John the Baptist knew his assignment. And he was not backing down from his assignment. He wasn't backing down from his assignment. And so we got to have that type of conviction. We got to have that type of conviction, amen. It was Herod. Thank you, Lord. It was Herod. Glory to God. It said in King Herod, that's in Mark 6 chapter, the 14th verse. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was great. His name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that it is Elias, and others said that it is a prophet, or other one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. Glory to God. And this is, he's talking about Jesus, but this is who Herod killed, and this is who John the Baptist was, who exposed John the Baptist being married to his brother's sister. Glory to God. And so he was beheaded because of the gospel, because what he was chosen to prepare the way. He was chosen to be that forerunner. And so, yes, there is going to be some martyr. There is going to be some that are going to be martyr because of the name of Jesus Christ, because of you preparing the way of the Lord, you always keeping the people and society, you always addressing the sins of the world. Amen. Letting them know to repent of their sin, turn from your wicked way, because The word is soon to return. The word is coming. The word is coming. And when we say the kingdom of God is at hand, it's another translation in Matthew that said, that Matthew said the kingdom of God is at hand. That means the kingdom of God is standing in the midst of us. And so in order to understand, amen, the kingdom of God, you have to be a citizen in the kingdom, amen. You have to have a kingdom mind. Glory to God. When we say the kingdom of God is at hand, and then the kingdom of God is in us, glory to God. He's basically saying in the mount of prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is. Thy kingdom come. Lord, let your kingdom come in me. Let your kingdom reside in me. Let your kingdom abide in me. The kingdom of God is in us. Amen. And when we activate the kingdom of God, we're able to what? To do that perfect religion, that amen, glory to God. We're able to do, amen, and activate that kingdom. The kingdom, when it's activated, glory to God, we're taking care of the needs of the widows and the orphans. We're taking care of the needs, glory to God, of those that are homeless, glory to God, that do not have shelter. Amen. We're taking care of the need, glory to God, of those that are hungry, amen, hallelujah, and we feed them. We're taking care of the needs of those that are sick among us, glory to God, and glory to God, and we go and what? And heal them and nurture them. We're taking care of, just like the Good Samaritan, amen, was on the road, amen, glory to God, minding his own business, glory to God, hallelujah, he saw a person on the side of the road who was beaten up by thieves, amen, and left for the dead. You had the Levites and you had the high priest. They went they went around the person, had their nose up, and did not see, amen, did not activate, thank you, Lord, did not activate the kingdom of God that was in them. But what did they do? They had their nose up. Amen. Hallelujah. They didn't have that in love, the kingdom of God to be activated. But this Samaritan, hallelujah, this poor Samaritan on the road, prepare ye the way. Hallelujah, prepare ye the way. He has the kingdom of God in him. He has the kingdom of God in him, and he activated it. It was activated through what? Through love. He picked that person up that was bruised and beaten and left for dead. And he put it up on his donkey. And he took that person to the innkeeper. Thank you, Lord God. He took the person to the injured person to the innkeeper house. And he told the innkeeper to take care of him. Whatever the bill is, whatever he needs, you supply it to him. Whatever it takes to get him back up on his feet, and in a week when I come back, I will give you the bill, and glory to God. And he did just that, because the kingdom of God was activated on the inside of him. The kingdom of God that was on the inside of him manifested in the natural. Glory to God. The word was manifested. Thank you, Lord God. The word was manifested in the natural. In the natural. So the kingdom that resides down on the inside of me. You remember the scripture says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God. The kingdom, God's kingdom resides down on the inside of you. And so we have to learn how, amen, to allow the kingdom to be exercised on a daily basis. That's why John the Baptist and his message of repentance, when he's saying repentance, he was just in the wilderness. He wasn't concerned with himself. He wasn't concerned with his clothing. He wasn't concerned about what he was eating. Amen. They said he was just wrapped in camel hair and had locusts to eat. And wild honey. Glory to God. He had camel. He was his girdle, amen, of a skin about his loins, camel hair. Amen. John was clothed with camel's hair. That was part of his attire. That was his dress attire. John the Baptist, the Beoshakaya God, he was not concerned to be Oshada. Thank you, Lord God. He was not concerned on a daily basis, amen, about what he should wear, what he should put on his body, what I shall eat. He was not concerned about that. But his foremost priority, his foremost concern was preparing ye the way of the Lord. That was his assignment. He was sure of his assignment. Glory to God. He was not bewildered. Glory to God. He was not confused. Glory to God. He was not doubtful about what his plan was, what his purpose was to be up on the earth. Amen. He didn't go stand in the prayer line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And saying, can you pray for me that God will reveal my purpose and plan for me? Glory to God. But John the Baptist knew his purpose and plan. Hallelujah, glory to God. He knew, he said, I'm just a voice in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way. We're just a voice. Mother Sydney, just a voice in the wilderness. Amen. Preparing the way of the Lord. Repent on this day. Repent. Paul said that whenever he does good, evil is always present right there at the door. Evil is always present. And Ephesians 6 tells us that we war not against flesh and blood. He's identifying it. Amen. It's being identified that we're not warring against flesh and blood. We war against principalities. It's spiritual. We war against principalities. We war against spiritual wickedness. Amen. Glory to God. In high places. Not when it says high places. Not just on ground level. Hallelujah. But in high places. Demonic demons. That's over. He said principality. They have their own kingdom. They have their own principality within. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They have their own principalities in Satan's kingdom. Hallelujah. That they are charged over. And so we know that Satan is the prince of air. But yet, we got the greater one. Ha! That's down on the inside of us. We got the word on the inside of us abiding in us. That's why David said, what was the word? Thank you, Lord God. He said, thy word. Thank you, Lord. He said, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. And so how do you hide the word, glory to God, in your heart? By studying it, by meditating upon it, meditating. Hallelujah. Verse by verse, meditating, communing with God. Hallelujah. As you read one scripture, amen. Speak to the Holy Spirit and ask him, what are you saying? What are you saying about in John 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? What is he saying? Don't allow your intellect to take precedence over the spirit. Don't allow your intellect to take precedence over the spirit. Glory to God. And so John the Baptist, amen, his message of repentance is still being heard. It's still being activated. It's still being preached on today. And I'm reminding, even in the midst of this COVID, even in the midst of all what we're going through, the word of God is being spread across the whole wide world. So many people, so many souls, it's coming to the kingdom, because we're a preaching kingdom. We're activating the kingdom. They're seeing now. No more church as usual. No more church as usual, glory to God. I don't understand how you could go back to Egypt. How can you go back to Egypt once the Lord has set you free and you're in your exodus? What are you doing in your exodus? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just like the children of Israel, they were set free from their bondage. We modern day, let's say modern day Israel have been set free. All of last year, you were set free. God set you free from the religious things of the world, from the religious doctrine, from the religious teaching, from the traditional teaching, amen, that does not line up with the word of God, where religion was taking preference over the gospel of Jesus Christ. Religion was taking preference over the word of God, as where they said something with their mouth, glory to God, but you did not see it in their everyday lifestyle. You did not see it activated across the pulpit, across the land. But it was their religion. It was their tradition. Well, this is what we do. This is how we do it. But what does God say? We're saying every day that, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's just a verbiage to you. It's a verbiage, amen. You're just speaking it and speaking and speaking it. Glory to God. But it's never being activated on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It's not being activated. When something is activated on the inside of you, glory to God, then it will manifest in the natural. People will see the manifestation of the kingdom of God that's on the inside of us, because we are just abiding in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way, make it straight. Because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Beast One, the Son of I Am That I Am, glory to God, he's making his presence known in the earth. The one, glory to God, that told his Father to prepare me a body. Prepare me a body, Rio Shekiah God, even in heaven, glory to God, that he counted not robbery to step down from his glory, to step down from his throne. The same one that said, prepare me a body, the same one, glory to God. In the beginning, he said, let us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he said, prepare me a body. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word said, Yoshikiah God, to the Word, prepare me a body. Who are me, Yoshikiah? It was a preparation. He saw the love that his Father had for his creation. He said, prepare me a body. And so he had to leave something. He had to relinquish something. So serve, he relinquished his power. Yes, Lord God. He had to release his power. Amen. He had to release his glory in heaven. Hallelujah. He released it. He forfeited it at the time. And he said, I'm not going to call the legion angel. But he said, Father, prepare me a body. Prepare, prepare. Amen. Thy message of repentance. Woo. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, people across the nation, across the world, I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord, this is a rhema. This is a rhema. Mother Sinai have not studied. It is a rhema. Amen. That God is downloading this, downloading the El Shaddai, God, downloading this early morning message for you. Hallelujah. Allowing the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, let it activate. Let the kingdom inside of you be activated. So you will be able to see. Thank you, Lord God. You will be able to see the manifestation of it. God is calling for repentance. He's calling for repentance of the world. He's calling for his people to come back unto him. He's calling for them. He said, you're no longer in bondage. He said, I've set you free. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, I have set you free. Hallelujah. We have to hear the word of the Lord. And John the Baptist said, repent, 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 because the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, I want you back. And even in the midst of the pandemic, many people, they were quoting 2 Chronicles 7 and 15. But I'm going to go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. It says, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he said unto him, I've heard thy prayer. And I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Because Solomon had finished the house of the Lord. Amen. He had finished it. Let me go to 11. It says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his home house. He prospered. He prosperously affected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon. Hallelujah. By night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Glory to God. And have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. He dedicated that house to the Lord. And the Lord was letting him know that I heard the prayers. I heard the prayers over and over and over. He said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. He's talking about Israel. He's talking about his people. He's talking about repentance here. He said, if my people, God is being specific, the household of faith, if my people, the household of faith, the body of Christ, he said, if my people, hallelujah, which are called by my name, see, he's bringing identification. He's letting you know who I'm talking to. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, you're saying that you're a saint of the Most High God. These are the people who he's talking to. Amen. He's talking to those people. He said, those are my people. He said, shall humble themselves. and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Repent and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. Then they'll hear from heaven. You'll hear from heaven. But you got to do those other prerequisites. Amen. He said, and turn from their wicked way. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will hear and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. This is what the Lord is saying. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Hallelujah. See, this is, you have to read. You can't just read of my people. God is saying there's a prerequisite that you got to do. Glory to God. First, he said you got to humble, you got to pray, you got to seek, and you have to repent from your sin. You got to humble, you got to pray, you got to seek my face, and then you got to repent. You got to turn from your wicked ways. Then you will get an answer. Then you will get an answer. Hallelujah. Then I will heal your land. I will heal your land. He said, I'll forgive your sin first, and then I'll heal the land. Do you hear what the Spirit of God is saying on today in our modern day world? Amen. In our modern day world, he said, if I send pestilence among my people, if I send pestilence among my people, he said, I shut up heaven where there be no rain. Look at the climate control. Look at what's going on. Hallelujah. I had a young lady say, I can't remember, because I came in on the tail end of a conversation and when she was speaking on this clubhouse, and she was saying that, oh my God, that they, in this, wherever she lived, she said, they had not had snow in 10 years. Something was going on. I believe it was in another country. She said they had not had snow in 10 years. And she said, I believe by them getting snow that God heard their prayers. God was shining up on them. They hadn't had snow in 10 years. Saints of God, look at what's going on in our world. Look at what's going on in our world of today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Climate control. And some area where they wasn't getting cold, that it's getting cold and getting snow. Glory to God. And so John the Baptist here is just saying, prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way. Prepare the way. You be that vessel. You be that John the Baptist in the wilderness. Amen. Preparing ye the way of the Lord. You allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead you and to guide you. Because we are John the Baptist. We are that present, that modern day John the Baptist of today. Let God use your voice. Hallelujah. Let him use your hand. Let him use your feet in this day and hour. Because we are the one, we are the remnant, amen, that's left back here. Hallelujah. We must preach that message of repentance. Hallelujah. Even when Jesus was preaching the message of repentance, he was the Word. He was preaching the Word. He was the Word in the flesh. Even when he went to his home in Nazareth, have you ever noticed why there was not many miracles. Matter of fact, it was no miracle. He healed a few sick. Amen. But not in, you never heard of any great miracles done in the town of Nazareth. That was Jesus' hometown. Because, see, they didn't receive Jesus as the Son of God. They saw Jesus as a common person, as a one of their common citizens, as their own common sisters and brothers. Because of their attitude towards Jesus, he couldn't do it. So we stated on a daily basis, a prophet do not have no honor in his own hometown. And that stands today, a prophet don't have honor. Because they have a problem seeing the God in that person. They have a problem seeing the God that's in their sister, the God that's in their brother. They have a problem. Amen. That's why you have to continue to be steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It's just like when in the book of Ezekiel, I believe it's Ezekiel, no, I don't want to say it's one, but where he was saying, when he called Ezekiel, he said that he's going to make your face like a flint. Hallelujah. He's going to make your face like a flint. He's going to make your forehead much harder, adamant against their forehead. Don't you worry about looking at their face. Don't you worry about what they say. Don't you worry about the criticism and ostracism. You worry about none of that. Because God's saying, ask the young people to say, God got your back. They might not say got your back right now, but he said, I got your back. I got your back. He said, I got you. God said, I got this. I got this. I got this. He said, there's nothing new under the sun. He said, I got this. I got this. Amen. Glory to God. And so, release yourself. Amen. Repent of your sins. The day you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. God is speaking, people of God. God is speaking. He's speaking in Australia. He's speaking in Venezuela. He's speaking in the United States. He's speaking in Haiti. He's speaking. He's speaking all on Thailand. He's speaking all over the world, in these indigenous countries. He's speaking in their language. He's speaking. There's an interpretation of his word in every language. He's speaking in Russia. He's speaking in China. He's speaking. But are we hearing his voice? Are we yielding to the voice of the Lord in the midst of the noise? So my message of today is a message of repentance. I ain't just John the Baptist, a soul just crying out in the wilderness. Mother Sidney is just a John the Baptist, a soul that's crying out in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Amen. We just bless and praise you at this moment. Administrator Bryant, I am done.
God,
the spirit of God, I turn back your hand at this moment.
God bless you, Evangelist Sidney. Back to the Cross Ministries, we truly appreciate that powerful word on this morning. We have a lot of people listening in and a few comments from the Blog Talk chat room this morning. This comment is coming from the state of Florida. Woman of God, thank you. There's a great need in the world today. The need is for repentance. It's not only a need for the world, but it's a need for the church. The church is becoming more wicked and worldly with every generation. And we respond by saying we need a revival. But before we can experience revival, we must first experience repentance. You bless my soul today, woman of God. This is coming from the state of Florida. Then we have a statement. Thank you for this word this morning. Please keep my family members in prayer that's trying to get out of Afghanistan. And another statement from Sweden. I want to thank you, woman of God, for this word. I feel that's why the nation
is in a mess. Repentance is truly needed. Again, from the state of Florida, I was blessed this morning, Dr. Sidney, a powerful word that really opened my eyes to look at things about my own life. You blessed me. This statement this morning is coming from Germany. The prayers and this message this morning gave me a push today. I was so depressed, and I truly want to thank you. Another one, I'm glad I didn't hang up this morning. There are some things I need to revisit this morning in my life to repent. Thank you so much. Again, pray for the Hurricane Ida in Afghanistan and the people that are in Afghanistan. Often we listen to your broadcast online when we were in Afghanistan. We're back in the States now, so please pray for the Americans who are left behind. God bless you on this morning. Evangelist Sidney, you truly, truly woke up something in my spirit. These are all the comments that are coming from the chat room from all over the country on this morning. And we just want to thank you, Evangelist Sidney, for a powerful word that have impacted the nation on today. And now we will go to the live line. Caller 2704, you're live on the air. Caller 5791, you're live on the air.
Hello?
You're live on the air, caller.
Something might be wrong with their connection.
Caller 5791. We have another caller. You're live on the air, caller.
Bless you, Mother, on today. God bless the people of God. Mother, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you on today. And I tell you, this is what the people need to hear. And you're right in the vein today. Matter of fact, you literally took my message from yesterday in my writing, even writing my book yesterday. Spent all day writing my book. And you're in the vein. Pin it back up. My message is to tell the people to pin it back up. Get a whole bunch of pens and write a letter. Put it all on the letter. Put it a pen in it, and then pin it back up. Release it. You're in a prophetic vein today, Mother Delma Sidney, because there's so many people in the world want to pin a pamper on them, but don't pin it back up. And you're speaking prophetically right now as we prepare to enter into this month of September. Many things have prophetically been spoken. We entered into the new year, Jewish New Year. But God is really speaking to his people from that particular book. So we thank God for you on today, releasing the oil of the word of God. Many people need to hear other voices really speaking and coming out of those incarcerated mindsets that they have been in to really release what God wants to be released through his vessels on today. So we thank God for you on today, Mother, and just honor the Lord inside you. And a right now word for those who are listening from a global standpoint and being blessed by the word of God from the East Coast to the West Coast to the North to the South. There's so many people that are faced with the pandemic is far greater than what we call just the COVID, Corona, and the Delta virus and others that are coming. Anytime they can predict the future, the world can predict the future. You know, the ancient spirits knowing, they know what's coming to pass. That is why the prophetic people have to be able to speak to the future. In the right now, the people of God life, and you had a right now word for us, for the lives of God people, and the people must take heed to what God is saying through you on today, and through those vessels. So, Mother, I just bless God for you on today. Thank you for your sensitivity and your obedience on today. Amen. We're not on a Thursday morning; we're on a Sunday morning, receiving the word from a mother of Zion. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Matthew.
Amen. Just, bless you, too.
That's what you say, to be that voice in the wilderness. Glory to God. All the honor and glory goes to God.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's so powerful when you said John the Baptist spoke from the wilderness. Matthew 4:1, Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he said afterwards, 40 days and 40 nights. So literally, prophetically, people read that they will understand that he fulfilled Moses' laws.
Mm.
He already given the commandment. He went into the wilderness to fulfill everything that Moses had to do. Because he said 40 days and 40 nights. Moses did it for 40 years. And then when you deal with God as it relates to Genesis, he said for your 24 hours, it says 1,000 years. So he led up into the presence to be able to fulfill what the actual commandment and law spoke to Moses. So we are in a really in major prophetic time. And if the believers really navigate into what God is saying, we're in the time of overtaking the pharaohs in the land. Because anytime you have a second wave or third wave or fourth wave of something, you have to understand the present in the middle of the wave. And God is really telling the world and his people that, look, I am giving you power to overtake Pharaoh. Because what we're dealing with in the world right now is a takeover. And it's not a hand takeover, it's a frequency takeover. And the world must understand, and you being a vessel and a voice who's not afraid to literally open up your mouth and decree and declare those things. And if people can get their emotions under control, God will navigate a power source in there. I don't want to go there this morning, Mother. You're in a vein. So I'm going to say thank you for your word today, and thank you for blessing God's people on this day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And Evangelist Sydney, apparently you all have a group too that listens in on Thursday, and it's a young group, and they wanted to say, Mother Sydney, God bless you. You did that thing this morning. You blessed us. So we just bless God for the young people that's listening in on this morning.
Thank you, young people. I love it when I hear comments from young people. And I can use their words. It said, Mother Sydney did that thing. Well, thank you. I'm glad I did that thing for God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now that, I love that, because it touched the heart of our young people. Amen. Glory to God, because that's how the word to do is supposed to reach all generations. Glory to God. Now, y'all, you young people, you just made my day. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God for all the comments and reports. Amen. On today, glory to God. I tell you, who would have known, Prophet, but God knew this appointed time and day, I tell you. God knew. Amen. Hallelujah. In your hands,
and it's all about obedience. It's all about obedience, Mother Devil Sydney. And that's the critical thing for the world to understand. When you on this payroll, you're going to be blessed anyway. All of the fears in the land, we talk about the great fear that people have, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shift it to atmosphere. And it's a land. I'm trying not to be tapping to my message. I'm ready to get to church. But, Mother, we thank God for you, Administrator Brian. I can't go any further because I will tap into something I want to share with the people of God today, because I'm not going to be long in our church. Because I believe that when you pour out to people, everybody is full right now. They're impregnated in the middle of the turbulence in the land. So you got to be ready to deliver. I mean, you don't have to sit in the church building, a church seat, or walk. All you have to do is open your mouth. The world is waiting for the manifestation of sonship. So therefore, anybody who got a word in their mouth, open your mouth and speak, decree it, declare it. It will happen. I tell people, just please. Get your emotions under control.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, God will use a vessel. He will use a human. He will use anybody. That's why you got a cloning spirit in the world. Anything can hit people that change their mindset, get them to speak a thing and say things literally against God. I'm like, what was that about? Why would you say that? What? You know what? Holy Ghost, just get me to the place. And I always say this to millions of people. My dad says, save yourself, son. Whatever you do, save yourself. And if you save yourself, you'll be all right. When the axe floated and everything was sinking, he said, there you go, save yourself. So we thank God for you today. Thank you, Administrator Brian and Mother Sydney. I ain't going to mess with it no more. I'm going to give it into your hand. If you're in the Chicagoland area, join some of these great kingdom leaders around the United States and the world as ministering the Rhema word today in their different pulpits. If you're in South Bend, Indiana, join Apostle Russell Shepard, who's celebrating his week of powerful services that they're doing there in South Bend. We bless the Lord for him. 4313 Linden Avenue. The great kingdom leader, the man of God today. So we bless the Lord for him on today and the many things that God is doing in his ministry and the work that they're doing there. So we bless the Lord. Happy birthday to Apostle Russell Shepard and the Apostolic House of Deliverance under the leadership of him and his pastor Carter. If you are in the city of Marion, South Carolina, Pastor Ganey, Pastor Meyer, Overseer Ganey and Pastor Myers, Pastor Dickson, they're in a season where they lost one of their great kingdom leaders, but yet and still they're pressing in and doing what's necessary to build the kingdom of God and the nation there in Marion. So Ark Family Fellowship, we send our prayers and condolences to you and the great work that you all doing there. And if you are in the city of Marion, if you are in the city of Hampton, Newport, New Virginia, join Apostle Simmons and his wife, Eugenie Simmons, there at Restoration and Truth Ministry there in Hampton, Virginia. Join them on Newport News at the Word of God, getting ready to come alive there. And join these great kingdom leaders. If you're in Joliet, Illinois, I was there yesterday with my parents. We just please keep them in their prayers. There's many things that are happening internally and externally there. Great things that are happening. My dad is 79, so he needs a lot of our prayers right now in the church prayers. So thanks to God, put him on your list of prayer for him. Amen. And keep my mother on your prayer list as well and our family. So we just thank you all there. So join him at 654 Patterson Road there in the city of Joliet, Illinois, where he's sharing the word of God. 79 years in counting, ministering the word of God. Great, great dad, great man of God. If you're in the city of Toledo, Ohio, join Elder Dupree, Pastor Dupree, who took over the helm for the late Bishop Rance Allen there and his wife and Mother Allen there. And join them, 801 Van Street in the city of Toledo, Ohio. These are people doing the word of God and focusing on the kingdom. Pray for them. Keep them lifted up. Keep our other friends and men and women of God. Mel Flowers there in Olympia Field. Pastor Greg Jacob there doing his great ministry work. And so many of you all who are pushing the presence of God. And I tell you, as we end this week and end the month, we're thanking God for many of you all who have been really faithful and diligent in pushing the kingdom of God and letting the word of the Lord God come alive in the lives of so many people around the world. Those who lost people, who lost loved ones, we're praying for you. Those in Afghanistan, we're praying for you. Those in New Orleans, Louisiana area, it's just a tremendous devastation almost 10 years later of all of the things that are happening there. We are praying for them. It is time for nations. We haven't even seen yet what's going over in the state of California. You're talking about over 200,000 acres of land and counting still burning. The state of California is burning on fire. You're looking at the East Coast. Tremendous hurricanes. We are in a time where the body and people have to come to the knowledge and understanding that it ain't about who did something to you. Procrastination is a thief of time. So we have to get to the business of understanding the word of God. We can't use pulpits as your scratching board, your playing board. We have to get to the place that we have to pray. All these dual personalities in and out of kingdom of God, mood swings and things like that. God is holding us accountable for who we are and what we are to him. And it's time for the body and believer to line themselves up with the word of God, not your own God, but to the word of God. And so we thank you today, Mother Thelma Sidney, for reaching out, sharing, and standing
Amen.
In the gap and preaching the word of God on today. So I love you, Mother. Amen. You know how I feel, and I thank God for you on today.
Amen.
Amen. We have a live caller.
As a matter of fact, Administrator Bryan, while we're doing that, I feel in my spirit today we should be a blessing to Mother Sidney. So Mother Sidney, give your cash out to the people. Let them be a blessing to you. I'm sowing to you too today, Mother, as well, because I believe right now as an apostolic prophet, I think it's time to sow seed into the things of the kingdom of God. Because people hear my voice locally, globally, a celebrity, everybody, they know me now. I'm not nothing new on the map now. So I was in a big conference.
Please be more mindful when I say my word should not fall to the ground and my word should not go out the door.
We have to bless you today. So we want to be a blessing to you, Mother Thelma Sidney, today, and sow it to your life. Because you are a powerful kingdom vessel. And I'm telling the saints of God, bless Mother Thelma Sidney today. Let's be a blessing to her. Come on, Mother, give your cash app information.
Amen. Thank you, praise the Lord. Thank you, Prophet. The cash app is $back, B-A-C-K, 2, the number 2, and then cross, C-R-O-S-S. It's $, the word back, B-A-C-K, the number 2, and the word cross, C-R-O-S-S. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Administrator.
Hey, man, we have a live caller, 5301. You're live on the air. Caller 5301. You're live on the air.
Who
are
you calling
on that for? Didn't you sleep down? Okay, apparently their line is open. They don't know it. Okay. And just a reminder, Prophet Matthews, in reference to the Family Values Conference 2021 and the birthday celebration for Dr. Laurent Matthews, please save these dates, October 29th, 30th, and the 31st, 29th, at 7 o'clock p.m. The service will be held Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laurent Matthews is the senior pastor. October 30th, at from 6 to 10 p.m., there will be a formal banquet. The tickets are $70. It will go on sale September the 1st. There will be a formal banquet at the First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. Again, the tickets are $70. And for more information, you can give us a call at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. Or you can reach out to Pastor Ganey as well. Reach out to Pastor Ganey as well at 910-506-8770. 910-506-8770. The hotel is the Even Hotel in Tilling Park Convention Center, and you can call 708-444-1100 in reference to the Family Values Conference block. The deadline to make your hotel is October the 8th. October the 8th, if you would like to purchase a ticket, you can cash up to Money Sign Family Values 2021. Again, the tickets are $70, or you can mail your funds to RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, care of Family Values Conference, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. God bless you. Dr. Matthews is back in your hand to close us out.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Administrator Bryan, thank you so much. And the saints of God, join us. Don't forget to join us today, 11 a.m. We will be in the building and in the place. There will be a word for the people of God on today. And we won't hold long today. So we're going to start right into the word of God and share what God has given us for the people of God and move from there. Join the Facebook followers who've been following us all week long. I'm in the finale of actually my third book, completing my second book on my third book right now. So join us as we're sharing the word of God and blessing God's people. If you're in the area, join us 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We'd love to see you in the building and in place with us as we're sharing God's word. All right. We'll be doing Facebook Live approximately right at 11:35. We'll be going live and sharing the word of God. If you're in the area, join us. We'll be in fellowship. A powerful time in the Lord. Once again, thank you, Mother Thelma Sidney, for your obedience today to catapult us into understanding when John the Baptist talked about repentance. The wilderness was a place in Israel for the people to repent. That was the biggest offering that was ever given. It's not even recorded in any other book in history, the offering that came when God sent Moses into the wilderness, into the wilderness. What was a short journey became 40 years, but they gave the biggest offering there. And I'm telling you, saints, be a blessing to this great, powerful woman of God. And once again, Mother, just for the record, give your Cash App again so the people can be a blessing to you on this day.
Amen. The Cash App is $BACK, B-A-C-K, the number 2, and cross, C-R-O-S-S. That's $BACK, the number 2, and cross. God bless you all.
All right. Thanks to God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power. Stay in the strength. Seek the face of God. There's so much that is coming. I told you this month, as we enter into the month of September, there's something coming far greater than any other virus that has been exist anything in the land. We're in the middle of it. We're just seeing symptoms of something that's far greater than you can ever imagine. Bless you. Bless you on today. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom. The record is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
get ready for the ultimate conference.
The ultimate conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Carvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love,
September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suites San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.